Thursday morning, beloved, and well, thank you for welcoming me into your homes for this Thursday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are reading from John chapter 11, verses 1 through 27, and it's the first part of the account of the death and raising of Lazarus. Jesus receives word that his friend Lazarus is ill, but he delays making the trip to Bethany to see him. The conclusion of the story will provide an occasion for Jesus to reveal the glory of God. Today's reading includes another one of the I am passages. Remember, we talked about that last week, the covenant name of God. I am that I am. Is how he revealed himself to Moses and explained how Moses would reveal God to the children of Israel, and that I am that I am. And this, in verse 25, is another one of those I am passages that appear only in John's gospel. Jesus' self-revelation connecting him to the divine name. You can read about that in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, and then identifying him as the one who has come to make God known. Again, God's guiding word for us this week has been love, and so let's begin reading John chapter 11 and beginning at verse 1. A man named Lazarus, who lived in Bethany, became sick. Bethany was the town where Mary and her sister Martha lived. This Mary was the one who poured the perfume on the Lord's feet and wiped them with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was sick. The sisters sent Jesus a message, "Lord, your dear friend is sick." When Jesus heard it, he said, "The final result of this sickness will not be the death of Lazarus. This has happened in order to bring glory to God, and it will be the means by which the Son of God will receive glory." But Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet, when he received the news that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was for 2 more days. Then he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." "Well, teacher," the disciples answered, "just a short time ago, the people there wanted to stone you, and now you are planning to go back?" Jesus said, "A day has 12 hours, doesn't it? So those who walk in broad daylight do not stumble, for they see the light of this world. But if they walk during the night, they stumble, because they have no light." Jesus said this and then added, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I will go and wake him up." The disciples answered, "Well, if he's asleep, Lord, he will get well." Now, Jesus meant that Lazarus had died, but they thought he meant a natural sleep. So Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, but for your sake, I am glad that I was not with him, so that you will believe. Let us go to him." Thomas, called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us all go along with the teacher that we may die with him." What a wonderful man of faith. Okay, we're all going to die. Well, verse 17. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had been buried 4 days before. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Judeans had come to see Martha and Mary and to comfort them about their brother's death. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "If you had been here, Lord, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask him for." "Your brother will rise to life," Jesus told her. "Well, I know," she replied, "that he will rise to life on that last day." But Jesus said to her, "No, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me will live even though they die. And those who live and believe me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she answered. "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who has come into the world." Well, today's key verse is John chapter 11, verse 25, where Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me will live, even though they die. And those who live and believe in me will never die. You know, it's interesting. This is probably one of the most amazing miracles that Jesus performs, because he just isn't raising someone who has just recently passed away. He isn't healing a blind person. He is actually going to the grave of someone who has been buried for 4 days. Decomposition has well set in. And now, with the word of his voice, he is going to raise this man from the dead. And he knows the impact this is going to have on the lives of his followers, especially of his disciples. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the resurrection and the life, and I trust in you. As I walk with you each day, strengthen my faith and help me to grow in knowledge of you. Amen. Well, again, our 5 or 6 minutes together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading John chapter 11, verses 28 through 44, and Lazarus is brought to life. And so I'm just so thankful for the few moments we've been able to share together today. And again, my prayer for you is for God's richest blessings in your life. God bless you. See you tomorrow.